The residents of Kagiso 1 in Mogale on the West Rand, Johannesburg, are calling for the complete shutdown of the Australian-owned company, the Mintails Mining Operation, which operates in very close proximity to their neighborhood. Just over a year ago, Mintails began unrestrained blasting, causing structural damage to the houses in this area. In addition, the residents say they are subject to pollution and fine dust particles, which cause respiratory disease and cancer. On Monday, 13th January 2014, a few days after the Minister of Mineral Resources, Susan Shabangu, visited this community, the community staged an unprotected protest action, as Shabangu stated that there was no legal grounds to shut down the Mintails mining operation. The unrest has been ongoing, as many in this community are determined that the mining operation be shut down to protect their homes and their health. Media for Justice went to the area to follow the struggle and speak to the residents of Kagiso 1, Mogale. We met up with the protest leader, Obakeng Moilwa, at the Mintail mining operation.
My name is Obakeng Colin Emmanuel Moilwa. I am the community leader in charge of this debate against the capitalism. We have waged a class war on capitalism. We are saying that we don't offer any room for negotiations. We want the mine to shut down. We want the real truth. Where we are right now is a place where they were supposed to build the houses. According to the IDP program of 2007, they failed to build the houses. Now they have awarded mining rights to a foreign company coming from Australia, Mintails, to come and mine here without any public participation. We as the community of Kagiso, we feel betrayed by the African National Congress-led government because there was no public participation whatsoever with the surrounding communities. In fact, when we started to raise the issue of the mine, we were told that the mine is affecting certain wards. Not all wards, the demarcation law was used on us. We refused. We have mobilized all members of our community in the surrounding areas because we feel betrayed by the Minister of Mineral and Resource, Mrs. Susan Shabangu, who arrived without a concrete report to the community and led to the collapse of the meeting, purposely so. There is no other reason who or why we are going to request that we want to speak to nobody else but President Zuma or President Kgalema Motlanthe, because the minister has failed. There's no one below the minister. As you can see, there's water here. This water is contaminated. This water will be mixing with the water of the township. Our people will be sick. As you can see up there, it is evidence of where the land used to be. The level of the land, you can see the damage of the dynamite that is caused. If you look, you will see there are blue stones here. These blue stones are indication of where they are going to blast next. Wherever you see these blue stones, you must be aware that this is the area where the mine is intending to blast. We still remain to be convinced that the mine is operating illegally. We believe that the Mintails was awarded the mining rights illegally. We believe that the land and the leasing agreement was done from the various local municipalities. We're not only saying the mine must shut down, we are saying, as the leadership of the youth league in this ward, that the certain members inside the African National Congress must also be arrested. We are aware of also hijackers. We are aware of the expelled frustrated fools. We don't want any Barrett amongst us. We don't want Julius Malema. We want President Zuma, we want President Motlanthe, the expelled frustrated fools will not assist us in anything. The water that you see in the background, it is the water that is contaminated by the mine. One of the reasons why we had requested a mining license, we had also requested a water license, and we were not given that because the mine we seem to believe is operating on a permit. There's the water, the contamination that you see is going to shake because of the blast and mix up with our water and contaminate our people. We only have two choices: the mine ceases to exist or the community must go out. Their mine must be able to come up with a constructive solution, not a solution that we have seen in other communities where houses are built elsewhere and 8 years later they crumble. The media must also be able to report on the facts of the story. We must not report on one side of the story. This is not an anti-ANC campaign. It is a campaign to shut down the mine and to ensure that the certain individuals within the ANC, including the minister, who will be able to protect the interest of capitalism, who will tell the people that the mine will operate whether we like it or not. We want Susan Shabangu to put away her kwakwais and come here and see the damage that is done on the ground. This damage that you see here is the same damage that you will be able to assess in the township. When the pipe shake, when the earth moves, there are serious damages that are done underground. And we as young people, we do not have enough resource to ensure that we will have enough attorneys to look at this matter. We have requested the environmental impact assessment, which was not given to us. The environmental impact assessment was going to be key because it was going to guide us of the damage that is done, of how far the mine must be able to go down and mine. We were not given that. We were told the classified documents.
Why do you think ANC leaders allow this when it is actually negatively affecting the community, their own community for that matter?
Mining, it is the heart of the African National Congress-led government. If you look at the National Development Plan, the National Development Plan is nothing but a document that ensures that there will be security on flight capital. We have elected our people, those representatives in parliament, they are representatives of the people. It is the people that elected them, and if they are not going to listen to the people, we are going to recall them. We cannot have scandals of 200 million while there are billions of rands that are taken away from our land without our consent, on the orders of the president and the minister. We request President Zuma to come and speak to us before Friday. We request Nomvula Mokonyane to arrive with immediate effect.
Just tell me about the blasting, when the blasting happens, the impact of the blasting on people's homes, their houses, their walls.
The impact of the blasting is a very tremendous. There is a lot of trauma when blasting is done. Roofs are dislocated in a community that is led by bed-driven patients, in a community that is led by child-headed households, in a community that is characterized by indigent social grants. We are saying, as the leadership of the youth in particular and the community in general, that the mine has caused enough damage. We have physical, evident, tangible in that manner that the people can be able to see. If a house can crack, imagine the damage that is done underground.
Imayini ilethe ukungcola kumanje nje sekuzokwancipha ngishisiso sami ngiyakhala lokho ehlala siphethwe izizo amanzi angcolile ama-toilet angcolile into esilimazayo yimayini le masithi sithi siyabhikisha thola sesihudwa ngobona nje dlwala abantu bento ey'bunga asiphethekile kahle nokuthi-ke kasisakhoni nokusebenza kahle masithi sithi sifuna ukuyilwela ukuthi le mayini ayisuki la shouthi asikhoni ukuthi besamukele kunalokhu basilwisa umuntu omnye ngoba thina singabantu abamnyama basibhekela phansi thina sibhekelwa phansi ukuthi ngoba laba sebeseyikhundleni abaphezulu basibukele ukuthi bona ma ngabe sebengale bahamba bethu bayosikhulumela ma sebengale besebefike beshintsha kusho ukuthi kukhona ingcosana encane abayitholayo thina sitholi lutho thina manje ngakho nje thina silo ungibona nje ngikwate kabi uyangibona nje nawe ngiphuthele kube ngiyazenzela ngabe umuntu ngiyambamba mina ngabe ngifika kuyena ngibambe ngezandla
tsa rona di crackile ga ba blasta ko mining di ntlo tsa rona di crack di a crack and then happy for it la e kana e tla direction allegation that's the all war affect in future after 5 or 10 years re tlo lwala ene le rena le bana ba banyane le bana ba tlo lwala ene ba so re ba tapela gore mine botswana
Elimayini lena sitting ngenxa yokuthi uma bedubula lapha kumayini izindlu zakhe ziyaqhephuka nezinto uthothi uyibeke phezulu ziyabaseziwa phansi seziyafa ingane nathi thina sibadala umoya lono ophuma lapha isimoko lesi siyasenza ukuthi school engingakuchaza nje kuukuthi njengoba singabantu nabo labantu abaphezulu bengabantu kwakumele ukuthi bebuye kithi besichazele ngaphambi kokuthi siqale imayini ukuthi basazise ukuthi kuzovula imayini ezovula lapha ngoba inomngozi imayini mayi lapha eduze kwethu azange basazise lutho sabona imayini sikhona nje siyaxaxa ukuthi kubakalani
kera laba bantu abalaba phezulu azange basicabangele ngesikhathi umayini ufike they were supposed ukuthi babuye baze kithi community bazokhuluma nathi bazokuthi thina sithini manje abakhulumi nathi sesibona nje into indlu ziyadilika amawindow ayawa abantwana uyazwisa into obuhlungu yi-one babafanele ukuthi baze bazohlala nathi phansi no abayenzi leyo nto bacabange bona beyi-one uma baceda lo minister ubezala obefikela
umashabango
usitshela ukuthi uyenza ama-agreement nalabo basemayinini thina sikho akahlali le nto kuqala nalaba abantu basemayinini abahlali la balethe umayini la eKrugersdorp akunomuntu oyi-one wasekrugersdorp sihlelile emakhaya sisebenzi into yokuqala okwesi-two indlu zethu ziyawa bathi senza ama-avidavit lo mayini uzodiliza futhi mos siyohlala senza ama-avidavit sisukela senze i-avidavit siyangani into yokuqala e-police station uma sifika e-police station bayenze sibanikeze iyothatha another year indlu yawo iyaphela uyazwisisa
inkinga esinayo yezinsuku mina ngathi ngiyindoda esindiswe ngindoda kaNkulunkulu sineproblem ngemaye imayini mayikhona inyakazisa yonke into izindlu zethu ziphuma ama-crack and then inkinga esifanayo ney'ngane zethu sezi-out of control iitrata zivaliwe namhlanje asikwazanga nokuya emsebenzini ngokwami udlame into engazwani nayo kodwa-ke izindlu zethu ziyakhrekha and then iy'ngane ziyivale ii-tratas ingane emishaya amabhulethi awu-3 shaya amapoyisa ama-bullet proof la ama-rubber bullet awu-3 ngize ngamvale endlela takalale namhlanje ngoba ngifuthi angiyanga nje emsebenzini endaba yale nto angazi yini ugovernment engakwazi nje ukuthi azwelane nathi ngoba lezi ndlu siyithengile avale leya imayini ngoxolo nokuthula kungabi khona ubhikisho ngicela nje mna ngiyikhala nje ukuthi ugovernment akavale le mayini ngokuthula yiyo nje inkinga engikhala ngayo ngoba ngiyayibona le nto iyakhula manje mayingane abantu bengasayi emsebenzini ney'nsizo zala i-hostel seziyashonga yonke le nto ayisahambi kahle iy'ngane zethu zizolimala and nazo ayitsheleki ugovernment uma ngasisiza nje avale le mayini ngokuthula ngokushesha kungakhona ukuthula kule ndawo ngoba le ndawo indawo enye indawo elunge kakhulu ayinabugebengu engayinazo yonke le kodwa manje ubugebengu buqalile nje ngalo dlame ngasuke soqale le mayini yikho nje bengihlokhuma ngakho baba imayini le izozisa umkhuhlane izifo ey'ningizoza ngoba nge-friday besineminista usuzan shabango la yolwena usitshela ukuthi bazakwazi uku-control i-dust ungayicontrola kanjani i-dust akulo niqiniso itrust awukwazi ukuyicontrol and then imayini le ma bangayivala izoletha izifo kubantu ngoba iblastang le ifika nje kwesikhathi uthukile usendlini kunyakaze yonke into uthothi ley ngane sezithukile last kuze kwanyakaza ne-TV yacima yebo into enjalo ngibona sengathi kuyingozi ukuthi bangavula imayini just duze nabantu ngale ndlela and then bebengatshelanga nomphakathi owakhe kulenda asihlalanga nje la asiphiwanga lezindlu akusuzindlu ze-r p p yindlu zethu siyithengile sikhokha imali etshisiwe for lezindlu umhlaba wethu kodwa-ke i-government yethu iyangixaka-ke esayikhetha siyithanda esiyithanda nalamhlanje ukuthi ayifuni ukusilalela
in our next episode we continue to investigate the workings of Mintails and their South African partners and find out why the Department of Mineral Resources is not listening to the community's demand to shut down the mine.